Libya today welcomed the U.S. decision to lift restrictions on Americans who want to travel to the North African state. The move follows Libya's recent efforts to abandon weapons of mass destruction. The White House also announced that American firms can revive contract talks with Libyan officials. American trade sanctions against Libya remain in place, but the country's foreign minister called the initial move a good start. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from the Libyan capital, Tripoli.
Libya today began destroying 3,300 bombs that could have been used to deliver chemical weapons. Earlier this week, it agreed to dismantle a nuclear enrichment plant that international inspectors say could have allowed it to develop an atomic bomb. It was such steps, after Libya's commitment to abandon weapons of mass destruction, that led to the American rewards this week. Permission for Americans to travel to the oil-rich desert nation, whether as tourists visiting its Roman ruins or on business in the oil fields. And permission as well for U.S. companies, especially oil firms, to start talking terms with the Libyans again.
Craig David.
This young salesman at a tiny Tripoli electronics shop says he would be happy to work for an American company.
Like that, because we have many ex-mans not working here because we don't have big companies here for petrol, for anything, you know. We hope that good things, inshallah, in the future, the company Americans come here.
If U.S. companies are welcome, there won't be a stampede. American trade sanctions imposed in 1986 are still in place. Western analysts speculate they may not be completely lifted until after the U.S. presidential election. Still, Libya has set aside rich oil fields abandoned by American firms in hopes of their return. Partly because of the Americans' absence, Libya's production has dropped significantly, but the country has giant reserves and much unexplored territory.
Hello?
Dr. Rajab Azarouk is an advisor to the son of Libya's leader, Muammar Gaddafi. He says Libya's decision to abandon its nuclear and other weapons programs and its payouts to victims of terrorist airplane bombings had several goals. But a very big one was bringing back American investment crucial to rebuilding the oil industry.
We thought that it is better to work on development of our people, of our society. We have been victim of this the embargo for many years, and we thought it's about time to take care of ourselves, and we have to have all our resources to manage our economy and to make life better.
Many Libyans say another important resource to develop is the Libyan people themselves. That means making it easier to travel in the other direction from here to America.
No one can answer your question.
At this airport near Tripoli, two men in work uniforms are poring over textbooks spread all over a table.
Your question cannot be answered.
They're learning English. Ibrahim is an air traffic controller. He wants to travel to the U.S. to master the new equipment in his job.
I want to, for example, for college for aviation, because now there is a new system.
Even though trade sanctions haven't been lifted, and it remains difficult to get a visa to visit America, the gradual détente in relations appears to be lifting many spirits here. This young man works at a tourist office in the airport, an adept of online chatting with internet friends in America. He calls himself Wally from Libya.
I would like to see the people, just the people, and ask him what's going on in life, and in good and in news. It's very friendly now.
Nick Spicer, NPR News, Tripoli.